Hello and welcome to Mission to the Unknown. That's the first time I've actually said that ever. Like
Continuity
literally,
gone mad.
there's a fake continuity link at the start of this usually, and that's kind of my excuse for not using it. But this is the first time. You may notice that there's a familiar face talking to you, literally off the back of the episode we released 2 weeks ago.
Tis I, Peter.
Talking about the Lazarus experiment today,
Yay, season three.
an episode that is again continuing the trend of not being very interesting or exciting. It's been 3 episodes now.
When's the first episode you get to that you actually like?
I'm pretty sure there is none. I don't. I'm starting to realize I really hate Doctor
Love
Who.
Doctor Who.
I'm like ever since. Started. I really do not like Doctor Who. So, as always, we're starting out with actually, I'm gonna use it. I have a jingle recorded for this. I think I'll use. I use it like in our Inside Baseball. There's an episode of this recorded from I think October or February that will never be heard. It's out there, but never be heard because it's absolutely terrible. But I'm gonna use a jingle I recorded for that here. So, without further ado, it's time for.
Hey, what happened?
Do you want to guess the song or the movie first?
Let's go song first.
Okay,
That's 2007.
it's also known as well, I'm pretty Irish here. Known, it's also known as Bello Embustero. It won the record of the year at the Latin Grammys,
Oh, for goodness sake.
and I can give you the lyrics of it. You'll know it, so I can give you the lyrics if you want. I know you'll know because he said I'm worth it, comma his one desire. I know things about him that you wouldn't want to know, wouldn't want to read about. He kissed me, his one and only, and then in brackets, yes. And it's by I can give you one more clue. It's by two people. It's a collaboration, if you will.
Is it Beautiful Liar by Shakira and Beyoncé?
Yes, it
Yay! Wrong,
The
wrong, wrong,
movie is based
wrong,
on a
wrong,
comic.
wrong,
Okay.
wrong,
It
wrong,
stars Michael
wrong, wrong,
Fassbender,
wrong, wrong,
and
wrong,
it's directed by Zack
wrong,
Snyder.
wrong, wrong,
I want to
Wrong,
say
wrong, 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 wrong,
in
wrong,
2007.
wrong,
Yeah.
wrong,
I wanted to say
wrong, wrong,
X-Men.
wrong, 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 wrong,
That's
wrong, wrong,
wrong, so
wrong,
it needs to be another one.
wrong, 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 wrong,
Its
wrong,
title
wrong,
is a
wrong,
number.
wrong,
Its title is a
wrong,
number.
wrong, 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 wrong,
It's based on the
wrong,
comic.
wrong,
Yeah.
wrong,
What comic
wrong,
do you know that
wrong,
has a number in
wrong,
its title
wrong,
directed by Zack
wrong,
Snyder?
wrong, 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 wrong,
And it
wrong,
might be a bit
wrong, wrong,
dark
wrong,
and
wrong, wrong,
historical,
wrong, wrong, wrong,
and it might have a
wrong,
parody based on
wrong,
it.
wrong, 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 wrong,
And
wrong,
it
wrong,
might
wrong,
have
wrong, 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 wrong,
someone
wrong,
in it
wrong,
who
wrong, wrong,
is a
wrong,
butler
wrong, wrong,
who likes
wrong,
people called
wrong,
Gerard.
wrong, wrong, wrong,
In your
wrong,
clue, they're like,
wrong, wrong, wrong,
what?
wrong, 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 wrong,
Anyway,
wrong, wrong, wrong,
it's
wrong.
300.
Wrong,
No, I would
wrong,
never have
wrong,
got that in my life. I
wrong,
was like,
wrong, wrong,
one,
wrong,
two,
wrong,
nine? I know
wrong,
there's a film called
wrong,
Nine.
wrong,
There's a film called
wrong,
Seven. I was
wrong,
like, it's not
wrong,
them.
wrong,
Meet the
wrong,
Spartans
wrong,
parody, which I've
wrong,
seen.
wrong,
I've never
wrong,
seen 300,
wrong,
but I've seen Meet the
wrong,
Spartans.
wrong, wrong,
I've seen
wrong,
neither.
I think they
Wrong,
start doing like a
wrong,
dance halfway
wrong,
through, which is
wrong, wrong, wrong,
for
wrong,
sake. I
wrong,
looked at the when you
wrong,
said
wrong.
comic was like, what? I was thinking Marvel, and I was like, shit, what has Michael Fassbender in it?
Anyway, short break, and when we come
Well, why am
back,
I so bad at this segment?
Lazarus Experiment.
We will return after these messages.
Coming soon to theaters.
MJ to marry me.
A man has to put his wife before himself. Can you do that, Peter?
Yeah, I think I can.
We have some new information. This is your uncle's actual killer. We lost his trail 2 days ago.
This man killed my uncle,
and he's still out there.
Everybody needs help sometimes, Peter. Even Spider-Man.
Revenge is like a poison that can take us over. And before you know it, can turn you into something ugly.
The suit. Where'd this come from?
The power.
Feels good. You lose yourself to it.
Whoa.
Spidey, love the new outfit.
Remember Ben Parker?
What does it matter to you anyway?
Everything!
Do you want to push me away?
Why would I want to push you away? I love you.
You knew this was coming, Pete.
I didn't kill your father!
What's happening to you? We've all done terrible things to each other. But we have to forgive each other. Or everything we ever were will mean nothing.
I need your help. I have to stop it.
This could be the end of Spider-Man.
This episode's going to be called.
Anyway. Off the cuff.
It's okay, I didn't watch it, so off the cuff.
This is terrible.
It is pretty bad, it was kind of exciting when I was 10.
It's obscenely terrible.
Who wrote it?
Stephen Greenhorn, who also has written Curse of the Black Spot, which I think is actually the next episode we're doing.
He wrote The Doctor's Daughter? Oh dear.
Which is, yeah, I think, was it he or was it someone else who wrote some of the Sherlock episodes as well? I think he wrote, like, the Blind Banker, I think, was one of the ones he wrote, which is a very good episode of Sherlock.
Oh, no, that's probably, is that the second one of season one?
Yeah, basically what happens is the Doctor brings Martha home.
Yeah, I like Martha.
And he tells her, oh, I'm not bringing you anywhere anymore because this is it. And there's an old man called Lazarus, which is on the nose, talking about how he's going to change what it means to be human. Then the Doctor goes away and he comes back saying, wait, what did he say? And then they go off to this big party because Martha's sister is his assistant or something. It turns out he's going to go into a machine and make himself young again, but for some reason it turns him into a giant scorpion. And then he
science
he turns people into like husks, then almost gets blown up, then is beaten by his own machine and is taken away in an ambulance, where he wakes up and he goes to a church, and then he chases Martha and her sister up the church, and the Doctor plays the organ, and then the sound waves knock him off the stage and kill him, and then the Doctor and Martha go traveling again, and that's literally it. But there's this Mr. Saxon who keeps popping up.
Which,
by the way, that arc was just... Like, it's mentioned in that episode, and then in, like, 42, and it's never mentioned again, like, the finale, which is...
Such an arc. Although, it was good. It was.
They complain about Moffat doing, like, really bad arcs, and then you have Orhidi doing, like, oh, Mr. Saxon, that's it, really.
Oh, I had a Vote Saxon t-shirt.
I have I printed out the poster and put on, like, one of my bits of furniture in here.
Oh. See, this is when we used to be that excited about it, and now
this is when we didn't
old actually, man complaining.
This is when we didn't realize that Doctor Who was terrible.
I love it. Okay, we're just looking at bad episodes. Why is the Doctor such a dick to Martha all the time?
Why? Yeah, but also why does, when Russell T. Davis writes someone's mother, why are they always such like a blind nag that like
slaps the doctor?
Yeah, like Francine has no character whatsoever. It's just like, oh, I'll slap you, and then I'll be told that he's a dangerous person by this stranger that I'll believe straight away.
And her family are quite like, there's like a radio DJ,
her sister, I think.
I thought Freema Ajuman was good in this episode.
She is, but like,
but it's a bad episode to be good in.
Yeah, like the doctor, he blows up entire part of the building for like no reason other than to blow it up.
Yeah, I don't think he's very doctory in this episode.
This isn't part of the trivia, so don't worry. But apparently the writer Stephen Greenhorn was inspired by the Green Goblin and Dr. Octopus when he was doing this.
Okay. What?
Which is like, well, yeah, like they're mad scientists who experimented on themselves, but they didn't turn themselves into like a giant scorpion.
See, looking, like, when I watched it, when it came out, I was like, oh, cool, because everything was cool back then. But now when I look at the monster, it looks so bad. And it makes me sad.
I think, like, if they did it now, they'd probably just spend a lot more time. They'd probably do, like, mocap or something for it, like,
it's just really bad. Like, I hate the little tiny face.
It looks like something you get from like a Japanese horror game. Like you like a Silent Hill kind of game. You turn around the corner and meet like a giant like scorpion man.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the things from, you know, the things from Hyde, but like,
yeah,
really bony. I don't like looking at it because it's, I assume this is how people feel who grew up with classic Doctor Who and they watch it again and they're like, oh, the Vandrels were literally a puppet.
It can't be worse than like Erato. That's literally all I really want to talk about for that, barely anything of interest.
What's good in it?
What is good in it? I like the intro. It is what it is.
What do you think of Mark Gatiss as an actor?
He's good, but like, he could be given better stuff to do than voicing a giant scorpion and lying down naked in a church. He's like bollock naked for, I'd say, 40% of this episode.
Like, it just feels like a really, like, it feels like a filler episode.
Probably.
As does most of season 3. I'm just thinking, because I know Harambe's dead, but is Harambe's favourite companion Adam?
Sorry, I have to get up again there. I don't know what happened there. But that's about it, I think, for that. So take another break and come back with, as usual, trivia.
Oh, God.
So. Anyway, back in a second, I suppose.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Coming soon to own on DVD.
When you think of the biggest bands of the 80s, you think of Pop.
I said I wasn't gonna lose my head, but then Pop goes my heart.
Did you ever hear of the band Pop?
Yeah, of course, everybody has. They had that ridiculous hair, those ridiculous outfits, and oh my God, you're one of them.
I can't lose this feeling.
Alex Fletcher has one last shot at fame.
The show is called Battle of the 80s Has-Beens.
We did actually break up in 1992, so technically I'm a 90s has-been.
All he needs...
Cora Corman, bigger than Britney and Christina put together.
...is a hit.
I can't possibly write a hit song for her by Friday.
Give it up, I'm a bad heart witch.
No.
But with some magic, I just might switch.
I would love to talk to you about maybe writing some lyrics.
I'm just here to cater to the plants.
That one is plastic.
I met that guy from that band you used to like. He invited me to come see him perform tonight.
Gary, I'm going out! Oh my God!
Now, girls, be honest. Are these pants too tight?
I'll do it.
It doesn't have to be perfect. Just spit it out.
I really wanted to talk to you.
About the fact that, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave early to finish the last verse of this song.
A melody is like sex.
I so get that.
But then, as you get to know the person, that's the lyrics, their story.
Goodbye.
Who they are underneath.
How's my hit songwriter?
I slept with Sophie.
You slept with Sophie? Ah!
I think she's up. I gotta go.
All I wanna do is find a way back into love.
Hugh Grant.
Grin? Grin again? Huh? There is a little something. No, there's a lot of something.
Drew Barrymore.
Best time I've had in the last 15 years was sitting at that piano with you.
That's wonderfully sensitive, especially from a man who wears such tight pants.
It forces all the blood to my heart.
I've been sleeping with a clown above my bed. Clown is not right. What
is
that word?
Cloud. Why would you have a clown in your bed?
Let me tell you, it would not be the first time.
Music and lyrics.
Oh, yeah. anyway. Trivia. Welcome back. Trivia.
Yeah, I'm in the zone.
Okay, you know the rules. 3 points for each correct answer. If you get two wrong, you lose all your points. And if it comes to it, there'll be a kind of showdown with one correct answer, one incorrect answer. And you know the rules there anyway. So, okay, true or false? Lazarus was originally called, Professor Anger.
That'll be false.
Oh.
No.
It's true.
Professor Anger.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
No, it's true. It is true.
Professor Anger.
Yeah.
Off the way.
Well, true or false. Duncan James from Blue was almost cast in this episode. That is false. Several of Stephen Greenhorn's initial ideas for the episode had to be thrown away because they were too similar to ideas being developed for the first season of Torchwood and The Runaway Bride.
He wrote for Torchwood, didn't he?
Probably, I don't know.
True
or false, anyway.
He wrote a bad episode of Torchwood, though. So
most episodes of Torchwood are bad, to be honest.
Oh, true.
Is he true or false?
True.
It is true. Including, apparently he's going to use like the Thames barrier for this episode, but then they used one episode the other thing. I don't know.
Do you think Runaway Bride is better than this episode?
Just about, I'd say.
Rachnos versus Lazarus, who would win?
Well, the Rachnos has a spaceship. Lazarus has a weird jaw.
Okay, but so the Rachnos didn't move the whole episode.
Yeah, she didn't have to, though. She had robot Santas, so...
True.
What does Lazarus have? A weird tail and a...
A husk of an old woman.
Yeah, and a weird tail and giant eyes.
And a machine.
True or false? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you're on three. You're on 3 points. No, you're not. You're on 6 points so far. Okay. The CG for this episode was made using the same software game developers used for making PS2 games.
Oh, it was bad, but I think that's a joke.
That is a joke. Yeah.
So false.
False. Yeah. So there's 2 bits of trivia left.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So
all or nothing.
Yeah.
Or 1 point or nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, as always, listen to both pieces of the trivia first.
Yeah.
Okay. Originally, Lazarus' design looked like a ferret.
Mm-hmm.
Or, originally, Lazarus is working on an invulnerable synthetic skin, but this idea was dropped because Orhi D. Rusty-Davis feared it'd be too similar to upcoming movie Spider-Man 3.
Oh. the second one is true.
The Spider-Man 3 one, is it?
I don't want it to be... Like, I can't believe the ferret one.
So you're saying the ferret one is false?
Yeah.
You have 1 point.
Oh, he thought it was going to be too similar to Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, well...
Spider-Man 3 was equally bad.
Yeah, in terms of quality, they're pretty bad. Well, as per usual, there's another game you can do, which is what we do for... It's for pre-season 4 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you get to guess whether or not a death in this episode is featured on Doctor Who magazine's 100 Greatest Deaths in Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think there's a death on this list? And two, what death is it if you think that there is a death?
Lazarus dies, doesn't he?
Yeah.
They've got to put him in because it's like Van Wank for all these new DWM readers who are like, oh, I don't know what the classic Who is, but look. Because then, didn't they put Kylie Minogue in it, didn't you say?
She's number one.
Get off. No. Yeah, I think Lazarus will be on the list.
Are you willing to put any of your points in the trivia round onto saying this answer?
Well, do I get double back?
Okay, let's go this way. Okay, whatever you put on, you lose what's wrong.
Okay, one.
Okay, so you're saying Laz was on the list?
Yeah.
You lost 1 point. He's not even mentioned.
So nothing from this episode is?
So there's, I think, there is season 3 on it. There's I think 42 has a entry on it. And
please get me for the 42 episode. It is literally one of the best episodes ever.
I'm not being facetious here. You're literally the only person that will probably be on more than one episode at this point.
42,
unless please. I can convince other people to go on.
42, Macro Terror, Fury from the Deep,
The Rescue,
The War Games, and
Horns of Naimon.
Deadly Assassins, so I can
you have to come back
teach
for Naimon.
People a lesson.
You have to come back for Naimon. Like,
how many Naimon?
You said it was the only one. Don't dare blaspheme the Naimon.
You meddlesome hussy. I'll write you.
We're going to go out now.
I'm excited. What's it going to be?
Well, first of all, make sure to subscribe on iTunes, please, because that's really the only way I can sustain myself.
Give it that 5-star. Z with a Z?
I think 3 stars based on last episode would probably be fair.
Rude. My debut episode.
You can follow us on Twitter at Mission Through Pod, I think, where you can find tweets about things like Brexit and other stuff. Yeah, so taking us out. Do you want to pick? You pick. You being.
Pick a song.
Yeah, any song you want. That has something to do with this episode, because.
Beautiful Liar, obviously.
Well, Beautiful Liar can be used in a break, so.
Well, then, Beautiful Liar, Freemason Remix.
Okay, taking us out is Beautiful Liar, Freemason. Is Freemason?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the one.
Freemason Remix. see you next month with whatever is two episodes are next. Goodbye.
Ciao.
What kind of rubbish?